This is a CHY News Update. When threats of a trade war between Canada and the United States at the beginning of this year started to grow, a lot of Canadians stopped and took a closer look at where their produce was coming from. Now, many Nanaimoites are turning away from large grocery store chains to shopping more at local markets.
I think people were really seeking local, and they know when they walk through our gates that they're going to get, they don't have to check labels. They know everything's local here.
That was Michelle Green, market manager for the Island Roots Market Cooperative, a year-round market that happens every Wednesday at Bevan Park. Green says since January, the market has seen a 30% increase in customers. The market sells a lot of locally grown produce, baked goods, and handcrafted items. Many of the vendors are from the Nanaimo area, with some coming from Victoria and the southern Gulf Islands. She says that since tariffs were first introduced, more people have started shopping at the market.
Everybody here has to make it, bake it, grow it, or forage it locally. So all the vendors are local, and they all grow locally. So yeah, I make sure as much as I can. It's easy to tell when someone's reselling. We don't allow reselling.
The market is year-round, so what is sold here depends on the season. Green says some of the vendors have been able to find ways to extend their growing seasons or protect the vegetables, offering locally grown produce longer into the season.
People aren't as aware of seasons until maybe they start shopping at a market. Like, I certainly wasn't before I worked here. But people will come up and ask for potatoes when they're not in season yet. And so, yeah, there is a lot of why don't you have fruit in January?
It wasn't just farmers' markets that were emphasizing Canadian produce. Grocery stores, big and small, have joined the Buy Canadian movement with ads, offers, and promotions of Canadian products. But how Canadian is the produce these grocery stores are bringing in? That's what Todd Maffin wanted to find out.
Anyway, I remember at the start of this, you couldn't find any salad kits or any lettuce that wasn't American. And now I'm seeing like only salad kits that are from Canada. And
on his grocery runs, he started noticing that not all stores were equal. Some had big focuses on selling Canadian produce, but others did not. So Maffin decided that he wanted to write a report for his newsletter, figuring out where the produce being sold in Nanaimo grocery stores were coming from. Maffin, who became a local celebrity in Nanaimo after organizing a mass visit of Americans to spend the weekend in Nanaimo, went to 8 different grocery stores in the city and audited where each type of produce came from.
We will see in the stores what we buy as a community. So if we want to see more Canadian produce in the store, or to be a little more accurate, if we want to see less American product in the store, we need to be buying less American product. Those numbers, those sales numbers, are what the stores use to determine whether or not they're going to buy it.
He used 2 clickers and over 2 days in July noted down where the produce came from. He determined where the produce came from based on labels that read product of or made in. Products listed with packaged in or imported by were not considered. Maffin found that despite the flashy Shop Canadian advertising, 40% of items counted at all 8 stores were labeled as American, or the country of origin could not be determined. Stores with the most American produce tended to be the larger chain grocery stores, like Walmart, Patterson-owned grocery stores like Save On Foods, and the Real Canadian Superstore.
It was, obviously a lot higher. It was more than 40% was American or ambiguous. So that's disappointing, especially when we are in a season where there's a lot of Canadian fruit available right now. We're in China, the growing season. So, yeah, I was disappointed to see that.
CHY reached out to the grocery stores featured in Maffin's report. 3 of the companies replied to CHY by email, sending statements about their work to make sure Canadian produce is sold in their stores. Walmart Canada and Loblaws, which owns Real Canadian Superstore, each sent statements to CHY. A spokesperson from Walmart Canada says that part of their ongoing commitment to support local growers and meet customer demands year-round, they offer both local and imported produce. Loblaws told CHOY they have programs and partnerships in place to bring in local produce from Vancouver Island and the rest of the province whenever they can, including bringing in BC-grown cherries when imported cherries could have been cheaper. In the report, Maffin also found that independently owned grocery stores had the lowest percentage of American produce, with Fairway Market, Country Grocer, and the Nanaimo Foods and Vegetable Market with the lowest percentages of American produce. Paul Sandu, Country Grocer's Director of Produce Operations, told CHY that Country Grocers' policy is to buy produce from Vancouver Island first, then from BC, then from elsewhere. Sandu says, quote, "The only items we carry from the USA would be items that are not available here or offshore during growing seasons, such as currently watermelon, grapes, and a few other items," end quote. On a busy Wednesday afternoon, C2I spoke with shoppers at the Island Roots Market Cooperative.
What did you guys purchase today?
We bought some pies and some local produce, some beets, zucchini. What else would we buy?
Some smoked salmon.
Smoked salmon, yeah.
Do you come to this market quite often?
I did last year. This is the first time I've been this year, so.
Why are you coming back now for the first time?
I just wanted to see what the different vendors had to offer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really like fresh produce, so.
I always like to go places that are supporting local and a place I can bring my dog and be outside, so it's just an enjoyable shop.
Well, she lives here, and she always tells me how great it is to come, so we had to come and stop by and buy a little bit and see. It's just beautiful. I come from way further north, and yeah, this is not the kind of thing I'm used to seeing.
Since the trade war started in January, have you noticed that you've been focusing a lot on buying more Canadian goods?
Or yeah, absolutely. No, I always do. Unless it's, you know, I need a lime or usually lemon or celery. Those are hard to come by, but I just don't try not to buy it at all. Not at all. No.
Do you guys like to purchase local produce or goods whenever you can?
No, because we go for the best price, so we at the usual supermarket, you know, Save On Foods, Thrifties, that's where we shop when things are on sale.
What did you buy here today?
I bought some mushrooms and a scone.
Do you come to this market often?
Yeah, sometimes every week and sometimes not, but I really like it. It's one of the nicer ones. It's on grass, which I really like. It really makes a difference to the mood, you know, and the music's good and there's all sorts of vendors, but I'm big on the Buy Canada. I'm huge on that. I couldn't find a onion that wasn't from the States in the supermarket, so I complained to the produce manager and the till lady, and I wrote a letter to head office. It's an onion, I get it, but I just got no time for those fascist people down south.
And did you sort of start focusing on buying Canadian back when the tariff war started happening in January, or has this been a long time thing?
Oh, no. It was, when they started attacking us, I just went cold turkey. Except I did buy an onion.
Sometimes you have to, right?
But onions are in season now, so it's all good.
Aaron Grant has been a full-time farmer for over 5 years, selling a wide variety of fruits and vegetables and tending a 2-acre farm.
We harvest most of the stuff the day of the market. You know, I bake goods and do my canning in my own kitchen and stuff. And so, yeah, it's definitely from our farm here in Nanaimo. We're the closest farm to the farmer's market, actually. Yeah, just 10 minutes away.
The Island Roots Market has always been where a majority of his sales are made. He says since the start of this year, he has seen a 25% increase in sales.
It's come across in discussion that people are deciding to buy local and, you know, looking for local carrots and looking for local onions and things. And there's certainly been, you know, people who have been, you know, commenting that that's their primary reason to come to the market for the first time. A lot of first timers have been coming through the farmer's market.
As Canadians are deciding where to put their money when it comes to produce, and grocery stores are choosing to bring in more local produce into their stores, Maffin says maybe one day Canadians will have an easier time deciding to shop Canadian.
Obviously, I'd like us to get to a point where we have no American product, produce or otherwise. The reality is we're never going to get there because there's just some things that simply do not grow in Canada. But and some people do want the choice, and we should have that for people. You know, I mean, none of this is to suggest that regardless of your economic circumstances, you should, you know, go into debt or be put in a precarious financial position just for this Buy Canada thing. There's some people who can only afford the cheapest products, and often those are American products. So, you know, everyone still has to make their own decision. But for families like ours, where we have some flexibility in what we buy, we're certainly going to be choosing to buy not American.
Maffin says he hopes his report reminds Canadians the next time they're grocery shopping to take a closer look at where their produce is coming from. For C2I News, This is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.